Om Shanti. Do you remember yesterday's Murli? About Brahma Bhojan, Baba is our most beloved. If you don't eat your food in my remembrance, then? And Maya will become thus very powerful and will attack us more powerfully. So we have to remember him, and very, very useful point, when you remember me, I come down to you. We should have full faith in this one promise of God. Whenever you remember me, I will come down to you. So whenever we need him, we should invoke him down, in spite of remembering this man, that man, to see towards human beings for cooperation. We must ask Baba, and immediately he will come down to us. I would like to remind you one very useful point from first Murli of this season with double foreigners, and I hope you remember that and are practicing, that if you just say my Baba with true heart, what will happen then? Very useful, helpful point for us. Whenever you say my Baba with deep love, true love, your voice will reach to me, and in return you will experience my cooperation. So Baba is making everything so easy for us, that we should become habitual, it should become our nature, whenever we need any help, go to him. Don't go here and there. Now I remind you the point of third avyakt only. Baba has given us a challenge. Which is that challenge? 6 months challenge. And he has asked us, hopefully, that you should become victorious, at least victorious jewels. 108 souls must do this, this, this. Within these 6 months, you should make your stage so elevated that your devotees could get vision from you. This is Baba's pure desire from us. And we have accepted it as the challenge of God. What about you? Have you taken it as a challenge of Baba? Or simply Baba used to say many things every day? What is in your mind? Answer? What's your answer, Paras bhai? Pardon? Not yet thought even. So you have to think. Many have forgotten that Baba has mentioned something to do, specific thing. And we must know this fact. When Baba says, when Baba asks anything to do, and we have determined thought in our mind, immediately Baba's support starts from us, with us. It's very natural. At the same time, those who decided in their mind, they will do. Immediately, Baba's drashti, Baba's cooperation, his support, or we can say his current, came to them. So we all must make a good plan. I have noticed many times, since Baba became avyakt, many times he had asked such thing to us. For 3 months, 4 months, 1 month, 6 months, such timings were given by Baba. And those who took those things very seriously, I can say with the experience of many souls, they got Baba's blessings. Many things became easy in their lives. So it's a fact, when God has come to us to give blessings all the time, one who is ready to fulfill the desire of Baba always gets his blessings in life. And then everything becomes easy. So I would repeat the thoughts which we had in our group here. Would you like a simple program for 6 months? Very simple, but it should come from our heart that I will do. So we have planned this way that every day 4 hours yoga, in that 2 hours sitting yoga, 2 hours karma yoga. Normally we will sit 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in evening. Those who want to do intense practice, 1 hour morning, 1 hour evening, sitting yoga must be done. It helps us to stabilize our mind. Then 2 hours karma yoga, then second plan related to yoga, for 4 hours higher consciousness. We need not to practice it again and again, again and again, but suppose if we practice as per today's murli, I am Master Almighty, we bring this thought into our feeling, so it influences our stage at least for 15 minutes, sometime for half an hour. So for 4 hours, we have to practice higher consciousness. It can be done whole day, simply 10 times a day. As Baba was saying today in Murli, very good point, when Maya notice that Almighty is with them, Maya runs away automatically. We need not to do anything. We have to keep Baba with us, Almighty with us. How to keep? It's a question, how to keep Baba with us? How? Do you know how to keep Baba with us? Remembrance? Just simple thing. If we remember, Baba is with me, he is with me. Simple. As Baba mentioned today, those who love me. Very deep point. These things have been written in Laukik Gita also. Those who love me, I am always with them. God's presence is always with them who love him very much. Simple thing. So God becomes our canopy of protection. Baba, Almighty. He becomes a canopy of protection over our head. We must just remember it, that he is here. If you find it difficult to take your intellect to soul world, leave it aside. Baba is here, Almighty, a canopy. It becomes very easy. We need only to remember these things. I remind you one another very powerful thing related to today's Murli also. Baba was asking again and again to become an angel today. You are an angel. Angel to deity, practice this. It's fact, those who believe themselves to be an angel. Simple, I am an angel. Those who practice this consciousness, Almighty becomes their canopy at the time of problems. Whenever there are problems in our life, we do forget everything. Baba knows everything. But Baba Himself becomes our canopy of protection at the time of circumstances, at the time of need. But condition is for those who believe themselves an angel. I am an angel. This simple practice is enough to claim Baba's cooperation all the time. Sometimes we may forget everything, but Baba will protect us from Maya, from problems, from so many violent things in this world. So we must have faith in this very point. It will help us very much. Today's Murli. So 6 month plan first. So 4 hour yoga, 4 hour higher consciousness, 4 hour higher consciousness. Then we had a plan of 6 dharana point to work on them for 6 month, and these 6 dharana point will enable us to achieve everything in our life. They are very deep dharana points. One is double light. You know this very deep dharana. If a soul becomes light, double light, before that light, everything is light in his life. Our lightness, easy nature, makes us full of light. So if we learn the art how to become easy all the time, many other dharana will become easy for us. Many problems, many difficulties of life will become easy for us. So one thing is light, double light. Double light means I am an angel light, and mind should be light. Second point of dharana is detachment. Very deep practice, detachment. But some souls don't understand the proper meaning of detachment. When they listen detachment, they are confused. It's to become dry, no concern to any human being, no loveful feeling towards anyone. Detachment means a sannyasi, renunciation, renounce everything, become a sannyasi. This is detachment. And no, Baba has defined this detachment in a proper way. That was the definition for sannyasis. Get detached from everything means renounce everything, get away from everything, run away from everything. But here detachment means we have to be in this world, we have to use everything in this world, but our mind should not get involved in those things. Mind should remain detached. When you finish the work, the thoughts of work should not run away in your mind again and again. This is detachment from the work. We have to do our duty with full responsibility, with full love and interest. But as soon as we finish our work, then no more thought about that work. This is called detachment. We have to be with so many human beings, laukik or alaukik. When we finish our work, then their thoughts should not come in our mind again and again. We have to give them love. Detachment doesn't mean not to give love. Give love and get detached. Give cooperation, detach. Give respect, detach. Not attachment to any qualities to. Not attachment to our services to. Not attachment to our likings, our things, our clothes, our body, our food. But we have to eat food with full interest, lovefully. Take the example of eating food. We want tasty food. It doesn't mean we should not eat tasty food. Eat tasty food, but don't get attached to the taste. If tomorrow you don't get that much of tasty food, you should not get depressed or unhappy. Today, 36 type of disease, enjoy it. Tomorrow, nothing, only bread, nothing else, only bread, still enjoy that. This is detachment. Today, a beautiful palace to live. Tomorrow, a simple hut to live. Enjoy both things. Today, you are sleeping on beautiful cushions. Enjoy that. Tomorrow, on the floor, nothing. Still enjoy that. It's detachment. Baba has mentioned two things for this in Murlis, in Avyakt Murlis. Suppose, for service, he said one thing. Suppose you are giving lecture in front of thousands. You should enjoy that. Be happy with that. And next day, suppose you have been asked to clean the floor, still enjoy that. Don't think, oh, I will not do this, I am a speaker. How can I clean the floor? In both type of service, equal feelings inside. In different types of food, equal feeling inside. This is called detachment. Suppose today you have a beautiful car. You enjoy that. Tomorrow you have a bicycle only. Still enjoy that. So such equal feelings all in all opposite things. It is detachment. So actually I can say detachment is the highest state of spirituality. We have to achieve it. So this was second practice. Third practice was, third dharana point, love for all souls. Love for all. No hateful feeling. They may be the souls of any religion, new or old in jnana. They may have love for us or they may have opposition from us. They may be our friend or enemies, but equally love to all. Such good practice will enable us to become angel. It's true, if we don't love all souls of the world, Baba doesn't accept our love. Baba has mentioned many times, if you love me, you must love my creation. If you say, I have 100% love with Baba, but I don't like Brahmin family. Many say like this. Brahmins are not good. You are most beautiful. You are ocean of love. Baba, you are everything for me. Even, we know, even devotees say like this. Devotees have lot of love for God. But Baba says, if you are knowledgeable soul and you love me, you must love my creation. You must love all souls. This was third dharana point for us. Fourth one, good wishes for all. We all know about it. Good wishes for all. We are world benefactor. We have to bring benefit to everyone. Such good feeling. And always remember one verse mentioned by Baba. It's very, very great kind of thought. Our good wishes become the canopy of protection for the world. Because we are very great souls. Our good wishes are very significant. Because we are worship-worthy souls, pure souls. I remind you two versions of Laukik Gita. Very great thing. Baba has also mentioned in his Murlis those two things. One thing, I was reading one line in Laukik Gita and it reminded me many things. It was mentioned there that those yogis who become thoughtless, who become free from waste thoughts, they say thoughtlessness, no more thought in the mind. When mind become completely silent, means we have only one, two thoughts in our mind. We experience our mind is completely silent. So it has been told there that such a person is very, very beneficial to this world. His presence only is very useful for this world. Because I used to think, for many years I had been thinking that when our mind is silent, so we vibrate so powerful energy, which is like Almighty's energy. When mind is free from thoughts, so powerful fountain of energy is spread out from us automatically. And these vibrations play a very important role in world transformation. Because the service of spreading vibrations is the main service for bringing heaven on this earth. Second version was, those who are very pure, those who become absolutely pure souls, their presence on this earth is very, very beneficial. They are world benefactor. So this is the significance of our pure thoughts, of our good wishes. Those who have love for all souls, those who have good wishes for all souls, those who are very pure soul, they become thoughtless. Automatically, they are free from all other thoughts. Thoughtlessness means free from waste thoughts and free from ordinary thoughts. In higher consciousness, in most elevated thoughts, when a yogi is in such feelings, his vibrations bring a big change in this world. So this was fourth dharana point. Fifth one was detached observer. This world is a drama. We have to observe it, we have to watch it, just we have to enjoy it. How every soul is playing one's part. Just do enjoy this. And sixth point was, never to miss Amrit Vela and Murli. Never to miss Amrit Vela and Murli. I would remind you one line from Baba Javyak Murli, I think 15 days before only, revised course. Those souls who experience Baba's love at Amrit Vela, they never get influenced by the love of any other human being of this world. The love of human beings doesn't attract them, those who experience Baba's love in the morning time. Baba's love is so great, it makes us full. So this was a simple plan for 6 months, and we have planned to sit after every 15 days, one meeting in 15 days. So many Brahmins are doing this with pure, true desire of their heart. I shared the experience of one day, just 5-6 days before. We wrote on the blackboard that today evening, night, 9 to 10, we will make 6 months plan. Those who are interested in this, please come there in one dining hall. I had expected that 25 will come, but 100 Madhu Gyan Sarovar Nivasi came there. All were happy and had lot of enthusiasm in their mind that Baba has asked us to do, we will do. So we had one very encouraging thought for everyone, that we have to do, we have to achieve those all treasures in these 6 months for whom we had come to Baba. When we came to Baba, we came with certain intentions. I asked them in some other words, that we have surrendered our life to Baba. So remember your first aim of life when you were planning to dedicate yourself to Baba. What kind of enthusiasm you had in your mind. Revise that and keep such enthusiasm again in your mind that now within these 6 months I will achieve all those things in my life. So this is the golden opportunity for us. When Baba has given us such a beautiful challenge and given us blessings. We have 3 days for Baba. I want to ask you, those who came for the first time, to meet Baba, please. Okay, we all like to get maximum benefit from Baba's meeting. So, on the basis of 2 days Murli, I would like to give you some practice for 3 days. Would you do 3 days bhakti? Simple bhakti, karma yoga bhakti. You may sit or may observe silence, it depends upon you, but I would suggest you some practices to do during whole day. So are you intended to do what I say? It's simple, very simple. First of all, from today's Murli, it's a common problem now at the end of Kali Yuga that atmosphere influences. But Baba was asking, no, you are most powerful, the children of Almighty, you have to influence the atmosphere. How it is possible? Being in negative vibrations, being in impure, weak, peaceless atmosphere, how can we remain safe, all the time safe, in our own feelings, in our own vibrations? What should we practice? Yes, you know. Answer, please. What should you practice? Baba? Introvertness. Being avyakt. What will you practice? Suppose you have been asked to go in such a place where everything is peaceless. People are getting angry, quarreling, creating peacelessness. What will you do? Not only peaceful, at that time you should practice, I am peace house. I am peaceful, it's a simple thing. First thing Baba reminded us, I am a peace house. And you will experience that peaceful vibrations will spread out from you. And on one side you are safe, on other side their peacelessness will end. Suppose you have to go at a place where everything is impure. In Kali Yugi world, everywhere everything is impure. Lot of impure vibrations are there everywhere. We have to protect ourselves and we have to give pure vibrations to others too. We must remember, we are master creator. Three thoughts, we are master creators, we are master almighty, we are supremely pure souls. You have to focus on these three things. We are master creator, it will enable us to create the vibrations. Master Almighty, powerful vibrations will go from us. Supremely pure, pure vibrations will spread out from us. An entire atmosphere will be charged. This way we can charge the atmosphere of a place. And if we do such practice every day in our home, the atmosphere of our home will become very powerful. Or wherever you work, in your office, in your business center, in your shop, wherever you go for the job, practice these three things and you will influence the atmosphere. You will influence the human souls of that place. Whenever you enter there, people will experience some great person is here. So Baba today and all the time speaks always about Master Almighty stage. So first practice for these 3 days, I am Master Almighty, and from each part of my body the powerful vibrations or colorful vibrations are spreading out. Make such vision of self, I am Master Almighty. And I would ask you to practice it twice per hour. Simple. While listening to the class, going from class to room, room to class, sitting in Baba's room for food. Every time you can do this practice, simple, I am Master Almighty, with full feelings, consciousness. Just we are reminding ourselves, O soul, you are not weak, you are full of all powers. Baba has blessed you with all of his powers. God's power are with you now. Remind yourself this way, that God Almighty has given you all of his powers, the powers which God had. Now you also had those all powers. So you are not weak, you are powerful. Remind it yourself and just have a thought, I am Master Almighty, from each part of my body. Rays of might are spreading out. A colorful fountain is spreading out. And over my head, here, just 1 foot over, Almighty, like canopy. So you are sitting under the canopy of Almighty. It's a beautiful scene. Create such vision for self. Each time at least for 10 seconds. 10 seconds is simple. For 10 seconds, I am Master Almighty. Almighty is here, my canopy. Second practice, although this one practice is enough, but I suggest you one other practice too, because sometime it happens with us, if we practice one thing intensively, after some time we get tired. Sometime we get bored. Sometime that one practice doesn't give good experience to us. So one another practice from today's Murli, Baba always says, in second Murli Baba also mentioned, angel to deity. You have to become an angel, and then angel will become a deity. And in today's Murli, very, very deep points Baba was mentioning, if you become an angel, if you practice angelic stage, automatically divine sanskaras of golden age will emerge in your life. It's automatic. The intoxication of future can be experienced only if you practice angelic stage. I used to talk to myself. I share one of my experience. Whenever Baba speaks one thing in Murli, that you are a tiny point of soul, tiny point of energy, an entire part of 84 birth is recorded within you. Baba speaks often this point. So I try to see myself, that I am very tiny point of energy. Inside me, all sanskaras of golden age are printed. Can I see them? Can I read them? I go inside myself, because they are here within me. I have not to go anywhere to search for that. They are inside me. They are printed within me. Can I read them? And it's true, because they are within me. I can read them, I can experience them. So the more and more, now the philosophy behind it is, the more and more I become soul conscious, the more and more I would be able to read them, to see them or to experience them. Easily they will come up in my feelings. I will experience. This is my part. Baba was mentioning today, if you practice angelic stage, you will be able to know about your number, future number. What is my status? Which is my number in the rosary? You would be able to understand that, to realize that. So it becomes so subtle, So very important thing is to practice that I am an angel. I am a soul sitting in the body of light. See yourself in such feelings. So I would suggest you one thing. Anytime you spare half an hour here in Gyan Sarovar, or it would be fine if you spare half an hour in the morning, half an hour in evening. Either when you have to sit in yoga, or I prefer only always you should be in solitude. Somewhere here are many places, even in Gyan Sarovar, some roads, Vishnupuri you have seen, upside, always solitude there, this side, always solitude. So take round there, taking one round, practice, I am an angel. I am double light. I am soul sitting in the body of light. I am lighthouse angel. Not only angel, I am lighthouse angel. In second round, I am might house angel. In third round, I am peace house angel. So, double purpose is served, angelic practice and self-respect. Then, in one round angelic practice, in second round, I am a deity. Just as we hear always the experience of Brahma Baba. Whenever Brahma Baba used to see Sri Krishna, you know about his experience? Immediate feeling, I will leave this old body, will become Sri Krishna, will enter this. So I am a deity. Take a round in this feeling. Feel that I am in golden age, I am divine, with double crown, in golden age heaven, there everything is full peace, full happiness, full prosperity, everything, healthy, wealthy, happiness, everything is there. Feel that I am in golden age. Take one round, then I am an angel. Then I am a deity, turn by turn. So angel to deity, angel deity, angel deity. It will enable you to experience paradise, to experience divine sanskaras. Or one another yukti, very simple yukti. When you come here for the meditation, you should start with this practice. On my left side is my angelic dress. On my right side is my deity's dress, body. Here is myself. I left this body. I am a soul, a shining diamond. I left this body and entered the body of angel. Or put on the dress of an angel. Feel that I am in angelic form. Now I am free. I can fly anywhere. I can go anywhere. I am lighthouse. Free. Liberated soul. Then I left that body there. I entered in my divine body. I am in golden age. In deity body. Feel that double crown is here. Everything is pure. I am full virtuous, absolutely viceless. Be in that body for some time. Then I entered again in this body. I am Brahmin, most fortunate. And when we remind ourselves, I am Brahmin, one very good experience, there's Baba's hand of blessing from subtle world came on my head. Feel that Baba's hand of blessings came on my head, and from each hand, 8 rays of 8 powers are entering my body and soul. You can experience it for 30 minutes. You will enjoy it very much. So these are the practices, morning and evening for half an hour. You can enjoy it very much. It's a spiritual drill, and whole day I am Master Almighty. Almighty's canopy of protection here. Easy for 3 days? Easy? I hope if you do this, from now itself, you will experience that Baba is with you. And on 15th, when Baba will come down in Shantivan, 4 hours, always for 4 hours Baba is there among us. For 4 hours, you will enjoy absolutely, tremendously, and it will become a memorial for your whole life. So be very careful, attentively do this. This way at least 25 times a day, 2 times per hour, I am Master Almighty. Very good practice. And I would add one thing. It's my experience with thousands of Brahmins. Whenever a Brahmin soul comes to me with a problem, any type of problem of this world, I ask that person to practice certain point of self-respect. And I have noticed all problems of everyone finish within 3 days, sometime within 1 day. So I would say to you that the power of higher consciousness, power of self-respect, is a great power. It's the yoga power. It can destroy all obstacles of our life. So if you have any problem in your laukic life, you can use this thought that I am Master Almighty and Almighty is here. Do this 2 times every hour, and very soon you will become free from that problem. It's the experience of thousands of souls. You need not to have a struggle in your life. Life becomes very easy if we practice such self-respect and practice of being light, easy in our life. Then our relationships become very sweet and success come to our feet. Om Shanti. Now, for 3 minutes, I am Master Almighty. And Almighty Baba is over my head as the canopy of protection.